Monday, the 18th of March. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. We've been thinking for the last while about the Gospel of St. Mark, and one of the things I realized I hadn't talked to you about was the symbol for St. Mark. So if you look at some Gospels, sometimes they have a front page or a page before the Gospel of St. Mark, and you might see on that page a winged lion. And sometimes you see a winged lion with a paw on a book. And that is the symbol for St. Mark. That's the symbol for St. Mark's Gospel. It's a symbol for St. Mark the Evangelist. I did a little bit of reading about where this symbol comes from, and it probably comes from some different places, or it has some different stories attached to them. The one place it comes from is from the Gospel itself. In the Gospel, right at the beginning of the Gospel, we have St. Mark saying to us, talking of John the Baptist, as a voice crying in the wilderness. And there's a sense that John the Baptist's voice could be heard to sound like a roaring lion. And there's also another reference in Scripture. The lion symbol also appears in a vision of the prophet Ezekiel, who sees four winged creatures, who sometimes thought to represent the four evangelists. So all four evangelists have wings. So we can just go quickly through them. The four evangelists, each is represented by a winged creature. St. Matthew is represented by a human man, but with wings. So not a human man, by a man with wings. St. Mark by the lion. St. Luke by a calf with wings. And St. John by the eagle. And eagles already have wings. And St. Mark, we can see there that idea of the voice crying in the wilderness and the lion. The second part where we might get that image from comes from Revelations. Again, one of these prophetic visions contained in verse 4, in chapter 4, verse 7 of Revelations, where the lion is one of the four living creatures described in the book as having a place around the throne of the Almighty, and therefore again chosen to represent the evangelists. And then there's this interesting story about the Lion of St. Mark and the city of Venice in Italy. So in Venetian tradition, the story goes that when St. Mark was traveling through Europe, he arrived at a lagoon in Venice, and an angel appeared to him and said, "May peace be with you, Mark, my evangelist, and this is where your body will rest." And today, even now, St. Mark's relics lie in Venice in the Church of St. Mark, the Evangelist. So those are all sources that we have for this image. But it's a very beautiful image, and it's a very powerful image, because I think the image of a winged lion is just an amazingly strong one. We get all those images of strength and courage and leadership, and also something angelic going on at the same time. So I thought I would just touch on, for those of you who are thinking about Mark's Gospel and who see the picture and wonder, well, why is that picture there? That's why we have the picture of St. Mark the Evangelist represented by the winged lion. So let us close our eyes now, and maybe we can spend a moment thinking about how we might like to be strong like a lion, and courageous, and have good leadership qualities at school. And that means that we can't be bullying other people. We can't be mean to other people. We have to really think hard about how we behave with others. To be kind and to be gentle is actually to be strong. So we ask St. Mark to pray for us for strength. And we ask you, Lord, to bless each one of us with strength and courage. Amen.